views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. You're with Artie and Sky.
Well,
right now, just Artie, because Sky's got to take a moment's break, but I'll be here. I'll be here. Let me entertain you. Nah. Yeah, so it's all good. It's all good, everybody. Now, but like we were just saying before, you are good enough. And a lot of times, you know, we want everything yesterday, you know, and we think that God forgets about us, and he doesn't. And, you know, our patience is being tested. Our faith is being tested. And, you know, it's difficult because the ego is saying, I want it now. I want it now. And, you know, when you stress out about whatever it is you're trying to get, you make it harder to achieve. And one thing that I've learned from Neil Donald Walsh, he's the fella who wrote the book Conversations with God. And I highly recommend that you buy that book, Conversations with God, Volume 1. Volume 2 is not as good as 1. Volume 3 is better than 2, but not as good as 1. But Volume 1, it helped me open my entire eyes to the spiritual world, to God, to the truth, and everything he says totally makes sense. And it's interesting because Conversations with God, this fella, all right, and he's been to hell and back in his life. You know, he's been married a few times, and he even admits when he does his speeches, he says, I have a hard time getting relationship, that aspect of life going in gear. You know, he's always had a difficult time. So hopefully right now he's finally got it right. But, and he's got 11 kids, and he's been homeless also. And he was very, very frustrated in his life. And he was in a hotel room. He saved up enough money. I don't know if he was homeless and he saved up enough money to have an evening in the hotel room, or it was right after, you know, he got kicked out of his home from one of his wives, you know, when he was married to one of his wives. And he got in this hotel room and, you know, he was in this room by himself. And he was feeling at his lowest, and he said he was yelling at the top of his lungs with extreme anger. He was yelling at God. He was talking to God. And he said, you know, are you ever going to give me answers, or am I just going to have to, you know, is my life just doomed? You know, are you ever going to answer me? Are you really going to help me? Because this is bullcrap, you know, and he's cursing, he's yelling. And he says, I'm so angry. He says, you know, I'm looking for answers. I need answers. And so after he fully exhausted all his energy, he fell back on the bed. And all of a sudden, you know, his room was pitch black, and he heard a voice. He goes, are you just venting, or do you really want to know the answers?
Yeah.
And he looked up and he said, who was that? He said, and he heard the voice again. He said, are you just venting, or do you really want to know the answers to life? And so right away, he went to the hotel paper, you know, that you have with your Bible and everything else on the table. And so he grabbed the pen, he grabbed the paper, and he was writing on all these napkins. And when I tell you, he asked every single question that you could possibly want to ask to God. He asked about heaven. He asked about hell. He asked about the true meaning of life, the true meaning of love. He asked about finances. He asked about Jesus. He asked about Hitler. He asked about hell. He asked about heaven. Every single question that you could think of, it's like, every time I flip the page, I go, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, I want to know about that, you know, and, you know, it was just amazing, you know, talking about Jesus, talking about Moses, talking about, I mean, everything about day-to-day life he was talking about. And, You know, and he was asking all these questions that you would personally want to know in your daily life. And it was amazing how God answered the questions, because when Neil kept on asking God certain questions, God was asking him and was answering him in the most beautiful way. And some of the pages I had to reread, like, you know, a couple of times, two or three times, until I finally got the gist of what he was trying to say.
Did God answer him?
God answered everything.
Did he write this in the
book? Yeah, it's all
really?
In the book. And I highly recommend Conversations with God, Volume 1. And when I tell you that book helped change my life, and it was amazing. And one of the things that I've learned also was about, you know, he was talking about marriage and is it okay to have more than one partner? You know, are you supposed to stay monogamous forever? Or, you know, what's the meaning of happiness? What's the meaning of giving? And, you know, when is it good and when is it not good? And, you know, I mean, what happens? Do you still honor thy mother and father when they're being abusive? You know, is it okay to kill people if they come into your home and they're about to kill you or hurt your family? Is it okay? You know, he's asking every single possible question. And I'm going, oh, my God. Oh, my God. And I could not put this book down.
That's
and again,
amazing.
It's called Conversations with God, Volume 1. And there's another book that he wrote, which I found amazing, which was Happier Than God.
And his name is?
Neil Donald Walsh.
Neil Diamond.
Neil, not Neil Diamond.
Oh, sorry.
Neil Donald Walsh.
Why do I always say
it's
that?
It's in every single bookstore across the nation. And another really cool book to get is called Visits from Heaven. And it's like chicken soup for the soul, but it's called Visits from Heaven, and it's written by Josie Varga. And another dynamite book. And this book, Visits from Heaven, is about a bunch of people giving their testimonials that their loved ones have come back to life and has given messages and signs. You know, you've had many messages with your son.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, yeah. So people were telling their stories on how their loved ones came back. And, you know, there is life after death.
Oh, there's no question.
You know, and there and actually Neil explains, you know, God explains to Neil, he says, there's no such thing as death. It doesn't exist.
Right.
And he says, because once the body stops, the soul moves on. And Neil was explaining that you are not your body. Your soul is who you are. And so this is and Neil Donald was asking, you know, is there life? Is there more life than what's here on earth? And God said, absolutely. And it's even more advanced than we are. And I mean, it goes on and on and on and on. And what an interesting book.
Let me ask you something. Does he say that we have jobs or do we just stand around all day?
What do you mean?
In heaven.
In heaven. No, there's like spiritual classes.
Mm-hmm.
And he was explaining that the soul already knows everything there is to know about life. He says, but we haven't experienced everything. He said, so that's why, because he said, why do we come to life? What's the meaning of life?
Yeah.
And he goes, we are an extension of God. And the more we live our life, whether it be in pain or whether it be in happiness, every single time we do something, God is experiencing more of who he is through us.
I never looked at it that way. Because you always look at God as the supreme being that he knows it all.
Right. And he explains that I had to invent or create the image of hell. But hell is not a physical place. It's an experience. Heaven exists. He says, but I had to have the left, you have to create the right.
Yeah,
to have the good,
right.
You have to create the bad. Because what is good?
How would you know it's good?
How would you know what good is if evil did not exist?
Yeah.
So the beauty of the evil is that when there are people who are trying to live a good life, the beautiful thing about being a good person or living a good life is that you have a choice of being negative or being evil. But if all there was good, then what's the purpose? What's the sense?
Right.
And he talks about Adam and Eve, and he talks about that whole process and evolution and all that. And you know, how God explains everything.
I know this may sound funny.
You know, that's funny.
Does he talk about alien life?
Yes.
Does he?
Yes, he does.
Because I have, being a very spiritual person, and this kind of goes against a lot of people's grains when I say this, spiritual people, I truly believe that there was a time when we were quadrupedal. That means we walked on all fours. And there was a life form that came from another planet and bred with us to mature us and to get us to the point of being people.
Yeah, that I'm not sure of. I mean, I'm not denying what you're saying. I just feel as though
they helped us evolve.
Oh, also what was explained is that there were aliens who literally helped build the pyramids.
I believe that.
And all that because...
There's no way.
Because the weight of each block of the Sphinx and the pyramids, the technology and the amount of effort that it took. And it's interesting because the Sphinx is in the direct pinpoint center of the atmosphere of the Earth, where that is. And that's why that is a very holy ground where the Sphinx are. Mm-hmm. And that your lines in your hand, that if you have the ability to go inside the pyramid, mm-hmm. that your lines in your hand, because which tells your future, literally yes. will change.
Really?
It won't stay exactly the same. It
wow.
changes. The vibrations are that high.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Could you imagine as a reader, as a medium, what would go through my mind at that time?
Yeah.
My head might explode.
Really? That's pretty wild.
Really?
But it's very, it is. It just, the explanations are amazing. And he said that even when he was talking about, you know, as far as multiple relationships or monogamy, yeah. and he said, so long as the partners within the relationship know that it's okay, that everyone has an understanding that it's not cheating because you have an understanding. And that's why with the Mormons, when
yeah.
they have multiple wives,
yes.
they all have an understanding. It's not cheating.
Right.
It's not cheating at all because everyone has an agreement. And he also explained that the Bible was 100% written by man, and that God has created the Kabbalah, which is the true, you know, spiritual meaning of the Bible. And man just has redone it literally over 1,000 times because
right.
there's 1,000 different versions of the Bible, and everyone has their own perception of what certain words mean.
You see, that's my problem with the Bible.
But we got to hold on to that because
right.
we have to go for a commercial break.
Okay.
So anybody who wants to call into the station to talk about this or to get a reading from Sky and I, give us a call at 800-930-2819. So stick around, everybody, because Sky and I, the dynamic duo, we're going to be right back
Da-da-da.
Right after this commercial break.
Fill my heart with gladness, take away all my sadness, ease my troubles, that's what you do for the morning sun and all its glory.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella, one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com. Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the new mainstream in radio.
When I get older, losing my head.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back. We're very happy to be here today with you. And we'd love for you to call in, guys. I just want to go over the phone number with you so that you can get a free reading with Artie and I. And the number is 800-930-2819. And we'd love to hear from you. And Artie, your number?
My number, if you want to call me directly for a private reading or for an Artie party, just give me a call at 877-ANGEL-02.
And my number, if you'd like to get a free reading, I mean some kind of... Merry Christmas!
Not free reading.
If you'd like to get a reading with me, my number is 908-500-1474.
But if you cry enough,
you know me, right? He knows
me. He has a soft heart.
He knows me like a book.
Zen. Just work in on her. Her kids do. It works. Don't believe me.
Yeah, I'm so programmed. Don't cry, guys.
I normally charge $1,000, but for you, for free. Don't worry about it. Forget about it. Work on her guilt.
He knows me. The guy knows me too well. This is terrible. Oh, my God.
You know, it's funny. When my wife, before I knew she was going to be my wife, you know, she was asking for a discount for me. And I said, for a reading.
I had to say fell right into it. Sorry, folks.
That's okay. And, you know, everybody has a hard luck story. And I was giving her my price. And she tried to, like, you know, bargain me down. I said, if you want bargain prices, you have to go to Kmart. And
she said, oh, I didn't know they had a booth for readings there.
I said, I have no red dot sales.
You know, I lost my credit card this weekend.
Really?
Yeah. In York, Pennsylvania.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I was so messed up with my kidney stone. I just couldn't think. Oh, yeah. Sorry, guys. I've got to tell you. I passed a few kidney stones this week. And I'm still suffering with it. But my head was like all over the place with pain. So I had it in my bra. Don't know what happened to it. Just lost it. I was so lucky that my sister was able to give me some money, because if not, I would have still been there.
You would have managed.
Yeah, I know. I know.
But this was a week where I lost stuff and then it came back to me. Yeah. The funny thing is, I lost my driver's license I put it and I didn't know where I put it. And it was gone for about a week. And so I said, you know what? I have a copy of my old driver's license, but it had a hole in it. And I didn't think it meant anything, but there was no hole punched in it. And so I was figuring, because usually when you go for a driver's license and stuff, they say you need your birth certificate, you need this, it takes points, all this other crap. So I finally make the time to go to DMV, and I figure I have my driver's license, just make a duplicate, and I'll pay you the $5, $10, whatever it is. And after waiting online and all that other crap, she says, you need your 6 points because you have a hole in your license. She says, you can't.
Serious.
And I said, oh, man. So I was so frustrated. I said, you know what? I'm going to check my car. So I drive back home and I check my car one more time. And thank God I did, because within my shirt that was in my back seat, where the feet are, my shirt was down there. And I looked in the pocket. Not only did I find my driver's license, but there was $20 that I didn't know existed.
Nice.
So I got treated well. And then I misplaced my credit card, and I found that too, and that came about. So so I was pretty well blessed.
Cool.
Before we were talking about you are good enough, and to get whatever it is you want. So. Self-pity, it's really not going to
stink.
It stinks. And I understand people do get down on themselves. Everyone goes through their hard luck. And what I tell people a lot of times is that you got to go out of your element, get out of your house and go to a place that's pleasant. Go to a Starbucks, go to the park, go to the beach, go to some place where it's lighthearted. And get out of your element and literally have a conversation with God and the angels. And we all are born with at least two guardian angels with us, and they're there for us 24/7. And when you talk to them and you say, I invite you into my life. I invite you to help me get a job. I invite you to help me find love. I help you. Thank you for resolving my financial issues. Thank you for helping me find a job. Thank you for helping me with my kids. You could ask your angels for everything. It's limitless. I was asking the angels today for a parking spot, and they gave me a close parking spot when I was visiting
you
somebody.
Always do that.
I do. And they always pull through for me all the time.
You know something? I say self-pity stinks only because it brings you back into a deeper depression.
Right.
No life is going to be perfect. You have to get over that. Nobody's life is perfect. But it could be so much worse. And you're not looking at that. You're not looking at other people's situations. I want to tell you something. Native people, American Indian people, whatever way you want to say it, when we sit on the earth, we call the earth Mother Earth for a reason, because that's where everything derives from. Our food, our support. We go back to the earth and we die. It's our mother. She nurtured us and she continues to nurture us. So when we sit on the earth, the grass, under a tree, or in the park, or in your backyard, just sit on the earth. And it grounds you, and it actually helps you to really put things into perspective. And you may have to do it a few times if you're a little bit closed, or if you have some kind of a problem where you feel helpless and hopeless, because you know what's helpless and hopeless? And I only say this because this is the way everybody says it. There's only two things in life that you can't change. That's paying your taxes and dying. Now, those of us who believe that we don't die, you could scratch that one out. But there aren't many people that do believe that when you close your eyes, it's lights out and that's it. But it's still not true. Like Artie said, we close our eyes, we open them up to a miraculous place where it's so much better. And I can't tell people enough. But when people have been told since they're children that there's nothing after death, and it's such a final word. I hate that word.
It's 100% not true.
No, it's not. How could I speak to the dead? How could I see apparitions? How could I have a picture of my son 4 months after he crossed over? after he passed. How could I have these things if he was really gone? This is, you know, unless you really experience it for yourself, it's very difficult to believe, only because we were taught that way. However, once you run into it one time, bing, you'll never go back to the old way of thinking. And I absolutely hate the word death.
Yeah.
They should say a different word for the transition.
Well, yeah, they do. Well, there is for people, you know, pass on. When you pass on, when you pass away. You know, you're passing on to another life when you pass on. It's not necessarily death.
We call it we walk to our next journey. We walk on. We call it we walk on.
Or we cross over.
Or we cross over the veil. Absolutely.
Woody Allen was pretty fun. You know, he's funny in everything.
I love him.
And Woody Allen said, you know, I'm really not afraid of death. I just don't want to be there when it happens. I'm not afraid of dying. I just don't want to be there when it happens.
Oh, and you know something? When so many people that I've spoken to across the veil, or those who have walked on, there is no pain, believe it or not, in the physical
in the spiritual world, yeah.
No, in the process of, yes. Once you started that death process, which takes a few days, actually, there is no pain associated with it at all.
Right. And people, too many times, connect that picture of their loved ones who have cancer, who are suffering from whatever disease or whatever, or if they were brutally killed or whatever. No, it's like they're out of their body. They're out of pain.
They're already out.
They're already out. Their soul is 100% happy and safe. That's a promise.
Yes.
All right, everybody. Believe it or not, we already have to go for a break. It's already at that.
Gee, wait.
So we want you to stick around. We're going to be talking more about God and more about how you are enough. You are plenty. And so if you want to call into the station for a reading or to talk about any topic you want, give us a call at 800-930-2819. So stick around, everybody, because Sky and I are going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Get older, losing my head many years from now. Will you still be?
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the like button. Then go to Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
This is Lynn Brown from the show Winning at the Game of Life. Listen, it's time to enrich your money stories and open your path to all that you desire. We all have limiting beliefs which we accumulate from our life experiences, ancestors, and past lives. These beliefs block our ability to receive the unlimited flow of abundance that the universe is constantly offering to us. Why are we so emotionally caught up on the word money? It's only one of the many forms of abundance. I'm excited to uncover your unique stories and limiting beliefs around money and abundance, as well as give you tools to release them from your space. It's time to invest in yourself. You deserve everything you ever imagined and more. Call me to schedule a reading at 844-B-INTUIT or RUINTUIT.com.
Lynn was very accurate and she was so clear in explaining everything to me. I highly recommend Lynn to all of you.
Siegel, co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the best in talk radio.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. We're so happy to have you today. And we'd like to give you the studio number so you can call us up and get a free reading. The number is 800-930-2819. And if you'd like to get a wonderful reading from Artie, who is phenomenal, his number is
877-ANGEL-02.
And please don't cry, but my number is 908-500-1474.
Now, I want to explain to everybody that, you know, a lot of times people feel bad, like, I don't want to bother God. You know, I ask him for so much and, you know, other people need it more than me. And you have to understand that God is filled with unlimited abundance. He created all the people in the world. He created all the sea world in the world. He created all the life in the air. And you have to understand, God gives everybody enough of everything. And he's there for everybody for whatever it is that you want or what you need. And people say, well, yeah, but I've asked and I've asked and I've asked. Well, keep asking and keep praying and just don't stop. But you're going to see that there are people or situations that will open up to you. Now, since it's been a full moon, I've been writing down my affirmations a lot. And I noticed that when I write down my affirmations, I feel so much better.
Yeah.
And I ask God for everything. When I say I ask for the star and the moon, that is not an understatement. I ask for everything because I know that God and the angels are limitless as far as giving their love and giving abundance. And trust me, you know, you could ask God for anything. And so long as you stop stressing out about it, just open up your hands and give it to God and the angels and just say what it is you want and then be gone. Let's just start enjoying your life and doing what you want to do.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's mind-boggling to think. You see, we can't fathom this. Because, you know, we're so limited mentally. You know, our brains are not developed to the point where we can really comprehend how he knows each and every one of us.
Personally.
I know it's mind-boggling for me, but in a way, when I speak to him, I feel he does know me 1,000,000%. It's so weird. I feel like he knows me so well.
God bless yourself.
God bless God.
Yeah, God bless God. Like, who does God turn
God
to?
Right.
Who does he turn to?
Think about that.
Says, you probably talk to Jesus, Moses, Raphael. Hey, listen, I need to have a conversation with you guys.
I know what? I feel bad for Raphael. I'll tell you why, because he sits the closest to the throne of God.
Yeah.
He does. And I love Raphael because he's so beautiful. His spirit is so... He sits closest to the hand of God. And when God's not having a good day, man,
he takes it all on.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's nothing that God and the angels can't handle.
Nothing.
And don't feel guilty about, like I said, asking God and the angels every day. You could ask for whatever it is you want, or don't ever say, well, more people need it more than me. Or
No,
just keep on asking and just don't worry about it. You know, if God, you know, God created everybody in the heaven and the earth. And if he wasn't able to handle it, he wouldn't have created it, but he can handle everything and anything. And there's some, and then, you know, and there's also, you know, the guilt. You know, so many people live with so much guilt by their choices in life. And it's not that God is punishing you. It's just that we punish ourselves.
And you bring that negative energy to you. Like I always talk about the law of
attraction.
And I believe that when you truly believe that you're worthless, that it sticks in your mind and you are worthless only in your own mind. So get rid of that. Get rid of that. Why can't you say, it takes the same energy to say, I am worth something.
I am worthy.
I'm so
worthy. You need to start saying that like every day, umpteen times a day, until you believe it in your heart and soul. Now, the reason why people don't feel worthy, even when other people give them acceptance, they have a hard time accepting compliments, is because the people who they love the most or wanted it from the most, whether it be their partner in life, whether it be their boyfriend or girlfriend, whether it be their parents, and they didn't give them the love or the acceptance that they wanted, that when other people give it to them and they see the beauty in them, they have a hard time accepting it because they didn't get it from the person who they wanted it most.
Sure.
And they're saying, oh, I don't think so, or I don't know. And, you know, and it's a shame because you're allowing one person, maybe two people, to stop you from appreciating the beauty within inside yourself and the beauty of life. And
you know something else, you don't always have to be so staunch when you're talking to God. You could joke around with him. You could laugh.
God has a great sense of humor.
He does.
He has a great sense of humor.
He made my husband.
Yeah, there you go.
Love you, honey. No, I'm just teasing. But no, he does have an amazing sense of humor. And if he gave you that gift, he wants to see it in action. So don't be so like staunch and don't stand on pomp and ceremony. Be yourself. Talk to God like you're talking to your best friend. Say the things you want to say. You don't always have to follow the rules by the book. You have to follow the rule of your heart.
Exactly. That's very important because I always follow my own rules. And when something feels right within me, even though it might be against the rules of what man had created or a situation created, if it feels right for me, then I'm going to do it.
Absolutely.
And I live, well, as my old friends would say, you live in Artie world. You live in Artie's world. And I said, I love that.
Yeah.
And I said, thanks for telling me that. And I do. I live in Artie's world. But, you know, God is all forgiving, and we're the ones that need to forgive ourselves. We're the ones that need to forgive other people, because if you carry bitterness and anger towards somebody else, then you're allowing that other person to emotionally control you.
Yeah.
Because you're carrying out this bitter seed. So that's why it's important to forgive other people, not just for their sake, but for your sake, so that you're not living an unhappy life.
Mostly for your sake.
And a lot of people feel victimized, or because of them, I can't do this, or because of them, I can't do that, or whatnot. You know, but you got to take responsibility for your life and to be able to change things. But when you could take control of your life and start creating it to be what you want it to be. And sometimes it means about giving up a certain way of life or giving up certain novelties of life that you've been accustomed to, you know, or certain luxuries. But if it means to come home to peace of mind, then so be it. And then downsize. Even if you have to move from a mansion to one room, who cares? So long as you're going to be happy.
Right. Happiness is the key. You know what? Like Artie said, if you live in a mansion and you're busting your hump every day to pay those bills, you're not seeing your family, the quality of your life is going down. What the heck are you doing? Why are you in that mansion? You know?
Or when you can't afford, when you're struggling to afford the house or the car or whatever, they own you. You don't own it.
Right.
And so just let it go and downsize. Don't worry about keeping up with the Joneses or you kept this image or whatnot. And there are people who are unfortunately struggling and they don't have those luxuries.
And they want status. People want status. What for? Who cares?
But
there's so many people out there say, oh, you have a Lamborghini. Who cares? God bless you. I'm so happy for you.
Yeah, if you could afford the nicer things of life, that's great.
Yeah,
there's nothing wrong with being rich.
Nothing.
A lot of people have a hard time accepting their good fortunes. They actually feel guilty about it.
You know what? There should be no guilt involved with having the luxuries of life.
Right.
But if you don't have to kill yourself to get them, that's a sin.
Right.
Because you have no quality of life.
Right. But I mean, sometimes you do have to, but a lot of times you do have to work hard to get ahead in life.
Yes.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
But, you know, everything creates a balance. But, you know, I always tell people, you know, while you're busting your ass trying to provide for everybody else and trying to do what you have to do, make sure you take time out for you and to enjoy, you know, the pleasures of life. And a lot of people say, well, I don't want to go to the movie theater and it's too expensive or it's cheaper just to, you know, rent a movie and stuff, which is true.
Comfortable.
But I love going to the big silver screen and I love the popcorn. I love those cushy
it's
seats.
An experience.
I love it. I
do.
I love it. I love going out to dinner. I love going out to lunch.
Yeah. I like that.
You know, and it's fun. And, you know, to do easy things that don't cost much. If you wanted to go fishing, you know, just to go off the pier, that doesn't cost much. To go kite flying.
Oh, I
if you want
that.
To kite fly with your, you know, with your kids or by yourself, that's a lot of fun.
Let me tell you, when the kids...
Rollerblading, ice skating.
When the kids were young, we used to take them kite flying all the time. And we had such a ball. Now, behind my house, when I lived by the beach, we had a backyard and then we had the beach. So we used to play baseball at night after dinner. We used to just clean up the table, leave the dishes, and we used to play baseball. So, but that was quality time for me and my family and my husband. We always tried to devote some quality time to the family. But I know we're going to have to go to a commercial break very shortly.
So we're going to speak a little more. And your name's Sky, right?
hold on. Let me check my driver's license.
Yeah, let's see your driver's license. So stick around, everybody, because the dynamic duo, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I am super excited about the Women of Wisdom Fall Harvest Festival coming in October. For those of you out there, if you're a healer, vendor, reader, or earth-friendly educational group seeking to participate in this fall event, well, you get to reserve your space now. Apply by September 15th for the Women of Wisdom Fall Harvest Festival. To participate in this event, email wow@womenofwisdom.org. All right, everybody, we'll see you there.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
You've been listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the new mainstream in radio.
All right, welcome back, everybody. This is Artie and Sky. You're with the Dynamic Duel, and you're with the show Angels and Answers. And you want to know something? I was noticing like a bunch of dogs playing. I know your dogs had it rough today, but on the most part, you know, dogs have a really good life on the most part because they could just walk up to anybody and just like have sex like that, like in a moment.
I know.
You know, it's like no dinner,
nothing.
You know, I don't have to know. I don't even know your name.
Right. And it doesn't care if it's female or male.
Right. If you smell good, I'm humping you. It's unbelievable. I'm noticing, like, talk about a carefree lifestyle. And then they go home, they get fed, they get their bellies rubbed.
Right.
I'm telling you.
They sit in your favorite chair and you have to sit on the floor.
Oh, absolutely. They shed, you clean it. They crap, you clean it. You're going to feed them. You're going to take care. That's why they give unconditional love. They don't have any worries.
Not one.
Like zero.
Well, you know what? They do worry when you don't feed
them. When you're sick, yeah.
When you're sick, when you have burdens on your mind.
Yeah, they do nurture you. Animals have an incredible, cats and dogs, that do have an incredible sixth sense.
And they see spirit.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, I know, for sure.
They see spirit. Sure. You know, when your dog is just sitting there and growling at nothing in the middle of the night or you know, what the hell you growl? Are you saying pop-pop? Are you saying daddy? Are you saying, you know, and dogs see, you know? And
oh, absolutely. I have a little dachshund, believe it or not. She weighs, well, she's a fatso. She's got little teeny weeny legs, like they're 1.5 inches small, mm-hmm. a leg. And she looks like a roast beef.
Uh-huh.
She looks like a silver tip.
A rump roast?
Yes, she does. All she needs is a string around her belly, and she looks like a roast beef, okay? And she's a miniature. And she's got those 250-pound each boys in check. When I tell you in check...
Wait, you're not explaining to the audience what the 250-pound boys are. What are you talking about?
Okay. I'm sorry.
She has two Mastiffs.
Yes. I have two Neapolitan Mastiffs. They each weigh 250 pounds each, and they're 100% biological brothers. And they're very good friends, except for today.
Yeah, they were beating each other up today.
Yeah. Well, they're brothers, you know. But anyway... She's got those dogs in check. Like, if she goes over to them, she rules the roost. And another thing, she knew my son extraordinarily well. So when my son comes into the room, she will cry. She will look up. She looks around the room, and then she focuses on something, and she cries. They'll only bark, but she'll whimper and cry. And that's a very good indication of who that was.
Mm-hmm.
Or who that is. Not that I didn't know it, but I did know it, but she knew it, and I knew she knew it. And that's so beautiful to me. And I said, who is that, Mama? That's brother? That's your big brother? And she cries, and it's so beautiful. But you know what? I wouldn't give them up for nothing. Nothing.
Of course not.
I love them. Oh, they're my children.
Yeah. You know, it's like a lot of people will judge other people and, you know, when you have to move and they don't accept pets, and people say, well, I'm not going to go there. And a lot of people say, well, why don't you just give up your dog or your cat? Or you know, not realizing that you become very emotionally attached to them like they are your kids.
They are.
And a lot of people treat their animals even more so than their own family because they are very unconditional. Unfortunately, you know what I noticed?
No.
People who are not people, but they attract to animals, you know, and that's where they feel comfortable. a lot of those people aren't so nice. They're not. A lot of those people are nasty people. I mean, they're kind to animals and they work well with animals.
Right.
But yet when it comes to the people, it's like they have this defensive wall up. You know, they've gone through some real hardships in life. A lot of them. I don't even say most of them. I'll just say a lot of them. And it's like they are the defender of animals and they are the speakers of the animals. And, you know, and but yet when it comes to people, it's like they're just not savvy with dealing with other people's feelings and stuff like that because they've been so wronged or hurt. And, you know, it's just weird. I've noticed that with a lot of people who are animal people.
Yeah.
People are, you know, a lot of them who are also work in animal shelters or pet places. And
well, that has a lot to do with not having any personality.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, your dog doesn't talk back to you. You can say anything you want. And it's not
they talk back in their own language. And
yeah, but you don't understand it.
Right.
He could be telling you to go F yourself. And, you know, you know what a nice baby.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You're
Mama.
So cute. Oh, I'll clean up the poop off the carpet. You were so cute.
And the dog is saying, hi, crap, put over your floor.
Oh, yeah, they get nasty. Your animals
could definitely,
they get vindictive. They have personalities where at you, they'll crap on your carpets, they'll crap on your on your beds, on you pee all over the place. And they do it perfectly. They know exactly what they're doing. And they also know that there's going to be problems once you get home.
Oh, yeah.
And then that's why they're hiding in the corner, hiding under the bed, or they did something wrong, or they gnawed away at your furniture.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry. Yeah. You got to learn to respect yourself and know boundaries. And that's what I did with our dog once I moved into the place.
Yeah, beautiful dog.
Yeah, she's gorgeous. She's a white Siberian.
Beautiful.
And I told Charity, my wife, I said, you know, this dog is not coming into our bedroom anymore because, you know, having a Siberian, they shed all over the place. So whenever we put our clean clothes down from the laundry or we want to relax, it was all over you. And I said, this is bull crap. And I'm not going to have, you know.
It's not good to breed the dander either. The dander of the
animal. Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, especially dogs that shed like that.
Yeah.
Is a very, very fine powdery mist that comes like on the first layer of skin.
Uh-huh.
And you're breathing that all night long.
Yeah.
Especially if they sleep on your bed.
Yeah, and so
once they work yourself in the room, they work yourself on the bed.
Yeah, when I was dating Charity, and I would listen to the stories. Oh, there goes Isis again. That's the dog's name. She goes, there she goes again. She peed on the quilt, and she ripped up the quilt. I go, come on. And she goes, oh well. And she just kept it. And I said, you know, if I, you know, live in, you know, if I start, you know, which we started, I said, this dog is not going to stay in bed with us. This dog is not going to stay in the room. I said, there's no way. Right now, she just lies like at the crossway of like the door opening.
Yeah.
And like all I have to do is snap my finger and she moves. But very rarely will she stay in, even at the foot of our bed. Just once in a while, I'll accommodate that. But
she's
on the most
so
part,
pretty.
She's gorgeous and she has a personality in him. And she's a great dog. She really is.
She looks like a great dog. How big is she?
This big. No, she's your typical size. She's a medium sized dog, but unfortunately we have to get going.
Really?
Our time is that fast. Yeah.
I can't believe it. Another week.
All right. So Sky's number is 908-500-1474. And my number is 877-ANGEL-02. All right, everybody. From my mouth to God's ears.
God love you, folks.
May God bless you and your family with lots of unconditional love and happiness. May God bless you with wonderful health. May God bless you with open opportunities of only positive experiences.
Yes.
Speak to your angels. Speak to God, knowing that they love you unconditionally. Don't ever give up your faith and hope, because I promise you they're around you 24/7. So never stop asking. It is their blessing and their pleasure to help you out all the time. So keep your prayers positive and keep it forward. And it was great sharing time with you, Sky.
Oh, honey, you know it's always great sharing time with you.
And it was a pleasure sharing time with our audience. And until next week, everybody.
God bless you, my dear friend.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.